Genius with a long penis, digging up in your organs, jigging you, stabbing you, frigging you, I'm too big for you. You got a tight sphincter, you need one in the pink and one in the stink to liquid magentas. Dripping out of your ass, I'll come in your drink. Piss in your face, spit in your mouth, fuck what you think. Shit on your blouse, then kick you out of my house, naked and slut, take it.
Oh yeah, baby. Christy Canyon, Debbie Diamond in with me. If I sounded a little fluttered at that out, it's I'm so used to Nikki Hunter doing
I'm
it, baby.
I'm sorry, and if you taught me how to do it when I walked in here, Christy, I would for sure do anything that you wanted me to. You know that, right?
I do, and that's what I love about you, Debbie Diamond.
I'm a born sub to you.
Don't lean to me, but not when you were fisting earlier today. We do have in with us, of course, Miko Lee and Richard Avery. Miko Lee, we've realized that we met each other 10 years ago.
When I was a baby. When I was 20 years old.
And so was I. 10 years ago, I was 20 also. And then also with you, you brought one of the most beautiful photographer in the adult film business, work that I've seen that you have done on Julie and Tiffany. Didn't you do their promo?
Yes.
For Playboy when they were both here before she, thank you, Julie Ashton, for getting married and having kids and moving out of the state because I got the job here at Playboy Radio Night Calls.
I
think he had like a little to do with it out there. Not a whole lot, though. No, it was Julie. Believe me, they would have kept her till she was 99 and a half years old. But
true.
The photography work that I have seen on you, Richard Avery, of the two girls, Julie and Tiffany.
Right.
Fucking unreal work. You are really, really good. You're sexy. You catch the beauty of it. But it's gorgeous.
I'm not
Isn't he amazing?
He is amazing. What was that, Richard?
I said I'm not as dumb as I look.
I didn't even think you looked dumb, honey. I didn't even think that. I wasn't going
to
go
time.
There. I was just going
to
let that one go.
I tried to be a photographer, and it's very, very difficult.
It's not that hard, actually. That's how we kind
so
of
hard
met.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah,
realize,
and you
right?
definitely have it. Trust me, I've shot for hundreds of photographers in the business, and I look at some of the pictures, you know, years later that they shot of me for magazines. I'm like, oh shit, you got to be kidding. I got popular with that photo floating around out there. That was just scary.
Exactly.
But like Rudy and Blanca, do you remember them?
Yes.
Oh,
Rudy and
Lord.
Blanca.
Well, he passed away, so he can't be mad at me, and I'm sure she's not around anymore. But here's
they
the deal.
They were good. You know who shot
good.
Me?
They were probably the worst.
Do you know who shot? No.
Looked all greasy.
No. Rudy and Blanca. They did. Wait a minute. They did a Velvet. Didn't they shoot for Velvet?
Whatever
shit,
they shot for. That magazine's been defunct for decades.
I'm talking about the early 80s. I got shot by Helmut Newton. You know that. Right?
I didn't know that.
Ooh.
You did.
I'm one of his big nudes.
Well, I want to be shot by you,
what
Richard Avery.
What year was that?
91. I was actually in three of his books, and nobody knew it was me. I mean, Helmut, I think he knew, and June knew. I'm in his Helmut by June, the videotape with him photographing.
I met him 30 years ago.
Oh, he's just, they're such a cool couple.
He was.
It was really tragic.
He was very amazing. And
so, yeah, I have all these
big
prints.
Inspiration. You should keep, save those prints.
Oh, I've got like 30. Yeah, people have been asking me about them. And I said, no, they're put away for my children.
His style.
You are so cute. Now, I want to ask you, Miko Lee in studio with us, Richard Avery, you are an amazing photographer. Do you help Julie Ashton run julieland.com, or do you just do her photography?
Let's put it this way. I'll give you a little short version of a long story.
Okay.
She's not only my best friend for 20 years, but she's my business partner. We started the site together 6 years ago. It's our crazy little vision about trying to do something different than what you see out there, which it's very different.
For adult star websites.
Exactly.
Okay.
I always dare everybody, go on and look at everything we've done and then try to find anything like it, and you won't. Julie's my supporter and partner, and kind of she throws her two cents in here and there. I've created everything video, picture-wise, everything on there is created by me. So it's my vision, which is different than... I always tell everybody, it's like I always tell people, if I could say these names, magazine names, can I say magazine names?
Feralina, there's the man. Can you say some magazine names for a story?
Okay.
See, if I didn't get his approval,
like
I'd get fired.
My attitude was, because of my background, if Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, and W got together, what would and do adult, what would it look like? As opposed to being inspired by other porn magazines. So I wanted to look different, feel different, and have a great style to it. So we've created something that the girls, you can see every girl we have on that site, you'll never see her look that way anywhere
so
else.
So let me clarify, Julie Ashton has a site with you. You
it's
are
partner.
A partner, julieland.com, but it's not just Julie Ashton.
There's very little Julie Ashton.
And that is where you, Mika Lee, come into yes. Night Calls tonight.
Exactly.
Yep. We do band it together somehow here on Night Calls. 877-205-9796. Now, are you, Mika Lee, currently the featured girl at julieland.com?
Yes. Of the month.
Fabulous. And you're beautiful. You are
thank
so
you.
Pretty. Been in the business since you were 18.
18.
Now, what is your background? Are you Thai?
No, I'm actually half Chinese, half Vietnamese.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know where the height came from. Thank you. I am like 5'8", 5'9".
Very nice. And thin.
Thin, yes.
Thin, but beautiful thin, like model thin. Why did you get into porn 12 years ago? Because you are tall and thin, and the half Chinese, half Vietnamese, that is an amazing look. Did you ever think about getting into mainstream modeling before you got naked?
I was actually asked to do some mainstream modeling, but when they found out I did do adult at such an early age, I was turned down.
And you know what? If that was now and you were 18 and in 3 days and you mm-hmm. did one or two adult things, they wouldn't have turned you down.
Yeah, nowadays I don't think they would have turned me down.
No, they
but
wouldn't have.
But before it was like, and I also had a manager that managed me the wrong way that said to me that every single time I did interracial, it would have to be with a black man. So there's a long story to how I became who I am now. And I retired for a good, 7 years, started trading money, doing my own thing, travel the world. And I'm a huge shark diver.
You're a truck driver?
Shark diver.
Oh, shark diver. I thought she said truck driver.
So I do a lot of ocean conservancy and stuff like that, Project Aware, you know, cause awareness for shark finning. So
isn't that just the most horrible thing?
It is horrible. It's horrible.
I have a blog on MySpace about
that. Do you really?
Yes, I do.
I have a blog on my MySpace
tragic.
As well.
It's tragic.
And you know what? It's my people that are doing it.
It's the Chinese or the Vietnamese. Oh.
But that's the way they've been brought up. That's hundreds of years of...
Right.
Still no excuse.
They think it's supposed to, like, you know, help against cancer, give a guy hard on. I don't know. Yeah. It's supposed to be like the new Viagra.
But it's hard to get someone all those years of... but it's tragic.
It is very tragic.
What it is, Christy, real briefly, is they take the fins off the live shark and they put him back in the water without his... And it's a very disgusting, slow death. They use them for herbs and the Chinese herb. I mean, it's
so and food and like
and
they
food.
literally just tuck the fins off and throw the shark back
they
in.
You know what? Yeah. One thing you have to think though is the people doing that in China.
Mm-hmm.
They just do what their government tells them. They don't have a choice. They don't have a voice like we do here in America. Trust me. I adopted a kid from China.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different fucking world there. Right. I had to go there for two weeks, and it's just so different there.
It's very
you
different.
You can't. Those people don't have a say.
Exactly.
And let's leave it at that. It's a whole different lifestyle there. It's the 1% that have a say there.
Nobody else has a say.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. And they are told what to do. And if they don't, it's probably death or something. I mean, that's a whole different, that's crazy over there.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm glad I got her out of there. Christy Canyon, Debbie Diamond, talking to the one and only Mika Lee. Been in the business off and on for 12 years.
12 years.
And yet, don't you love it that you have other things to offer? Like your love of this shark fin mm-hmm. thing and this and that. Because porn will always be here.
Yeah.
You could take 3 years off and make another comeback and your fans will always be there for you.
I mean, I'm surprised that when I actually finally launched J Girl of the Month for Julieland, I was surprised at the response we got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we got a huge response. And then when I was one of those girls that always kept to myself. Like, I went to work, I did my shoots, and I went home. Like, I wasn't really into being the big porn star. And it just kind of happened.
Right.
You know, like, for one of the top Asian porn stars and stuff like that. So now that I'm starting my production company, I'm going to hopefully, you know, we'll get a lot of people following again.
Good for you. So this working for Richard Avery on yes. julieland.com, is this your debut back into the porn business after some time
we
off?
We are actually going to shoot him. He's going to direct my first movie.
Ooh, Richard.
Yeah.
Stepping
so we're doing a lot of things together. He's my exclusive photographer. I do not shoot for anybody else except for him. We've been working together for months. Yeah. So we met back in January. And then we were talking about, I do underwater photography. And then he was showing me his stuff. And then that's how we got like, whoa, you know, we should work together.
Exactly.
And we're two sick fucks, so.
And that's what it takes to make a great
oh, I love it.
Happy partnership.
If he shows you some of the stuff we did, you'd be like, yeah. You
You're so lucky to find someone that you can trust that makes you beautiful and amazing as you are, because some of these companies will just publish anything. It doesn't matter. I don't even want
to
go there.
I brought samples for you to see.
Oh, can we?
I would love to.
Yeah.
We're such perverts.
Well, yes, we are. While you're whipping that out for us, Richard.
We just slide it.
Oh, that's the iBook.
The iPad.
iPad. I've just got an iPhone, so I'm still kind of getting... Okay. We are looking at pictures of you, Mika Lee, in a black and pink bra and panty.
Look, through them. Go through them.
Look at her against the background. Ooh. Look at how... Look at her waist.
Yeah, I know.
Her waist.
They see those what legs. I see.
He says the same thing, the waist.
Now, are these look up at julieland.com right now?
Yes.
Okay,
some
while
some
we are
be coming up.
While we are drooling over these, I love
that
the dog collar.
That is amazing with the gold wallpaper.
It's dark. It's like,
it's different.
Look
and
at
the
her,
makeup
look at her eyes.
Running down her face.
Oh, I like him.
You
I
like
too.
Him. I'm telling
everybody
him.
Loves him. How often does Julie Ashton... Because that is who owns Julieland with you. How often, if at all, is she still shooting for Julieland?
She doesn't shoot at all anymore.
Okay, it's now Julieland and her girlfriends more.
Yes.
It's more that she's the boss. I like to refer to her as the queen of Julieland.
Right.
And we just do what she tells us to do.
Wonderful.
Does she approve any of these? Or does she just...
No, she looks... She sees what's going on.
She looks so good with a ball gag in her mouth.
Every girl does.
You know why? Can't say a word.
Exactly.
Do exactly everything he says. Hanging from a closet.
And in the toilet. Look at her on the toilet.
In a hotel toilet.
Yes, hotel
toilet. That's hot.
Toilet.
I love you.
We love shooting in hotels. That's our thing. Make a mess and then go home.
Look at her legs around the back of her head. You know, thank goodness we've got these underwear on, Christy. Whoever wins our underwear today are going to get a hell of a wet pair of underwear after looking at this.
I'm very flexible. Yeah.
Now that is so glamorous. Now that looks like a helmet shot with her laying on the bed. Yeah, like she's dead.
I love the mascara running down
we
her
call that. We call that the dick look because all the girls want to get messed up at the
body.
End.
I love. You got
she's
a great
gorgeous.
Body.
I don't even work out.
Mika
everybody
Lee,
always...
It's those good Asian jeans, gorgeous. Baby. 877-205-9796. Richard Avery and Mika Lee in with us. Christy Canyon, Debbie Diamond. How often do you update Julieland.com?
Every day of the week.
That's awesome. Oh, do you have any hardcore video up there?
What I like to explain it is when we started the thing, everybody always asked me, is it hardcore or is it softcore? My attitude is all of the above. My attitude also is that I got a kind of a sixth sense of humor. And I also believe that sex is supposed to be fun, and which it should be. So my attitude is about having fun, about being sexy, about being nasty, about being... It could be messy one minute. It could be clean the next. It could be funny. It could be serious. It could be dark. It could be moody. I don't want to limit myself and put myself in one little box and be limited to any one thing.
And now you've been in the business shooting stills, you said, for 20 years.
Correct.
When you saw the business go from one end of the spectrum, way dipping down into the whole gonzo scene, did you change for the times or did you say, I'm Richard Avery and I'm sticking to what I know?
I do what I love and how I like it. I don't really follow anybody.
And don't compromise your belief.
I don't look at porn, first of all. It's boring to me. 99% of it's pretty boring. There's a couple people out there doing some interesting things, but most of it's boring. It's forgettable. And it's the same, you know, scene done on a couch in the valley somewhere or, you know, and it's like, okay, good. There you go. Next. And so I like I like creativity. I like people with a vision. I like people that have creativity. I like people. I find things, you know, I always tell my speech to everybody is always the sexiest thing in a woman is confidence. So, you know, a lot of times you don't get confidence out of some 19-year-old girl who thinks she knows about sex.
And there's a difference between confidence and cockiness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a huge difference because I see some of these girls that do, you could tell they have confidence. You know who's one? Ginger Lynn. She definitely has confidence versus somebody, and I don't want to mention any names on air, who is just one cocky cunt.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I don't like her fucking attitude.
I agree.
And I think that you're a bitch, woman. You know what I mean?
Hot.
Absolutely
nothing.
Agree.
Let me ask you this. You're
no confidence
start,
in her.
You're going to start production.
Yes.
Can I beg a little bit to find out what type of sex or what type of visual stimulation we're in
for? We are going to take it to a next step. Well, like I said, we're going to go to New York.
London. We're going to shoot a lot of outside stuff.
Outside street stuff.
Street stuff. Real. Dark, noir,
I directed one movie 3 years ago.
I just got goosebumps when you said traveling out on the street.
Yeah, and because we're just, we want to shoot, we talked about it. We were both night owls. We want to do it a nighttime shooting.
Yeah. The smells, scene, everything is so
everything,
different
just
at night.
Dark.
Some scope to it, some vision to it.
Yeah. With the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Oh my God, that's what we were just talking about. The Eiffel Tower in the
background. Getting screwed with the Eiffel Tower in the back.
Yes, like on a balcony, you know.
A house in the valley on
Give
a
me an overflowing
Vogel
dumpster,
studio.
I know. I shot 90% of my work at Vogel Studio.
I shot there too. Exactly. In his backyard.
Yes, with his daughter's
with
trailer
his daughter.
In the back. Oh, and
that's
my God.
Probably where I saw you at.
I bet it was
Vogel's backyard.
You guys
trailer.
Probably did a scene together. You don't even remember.
Yeah, but it was at Vogel's. That much you can guarantee.
Yep. I did that a lot with Vogel.
So, like, I'd like to think a little bit bigger than that.
That's not hard.
You know?
Yeah. Vogel is, yeah.
Now, I love him, though. Whatever happened to him? Do you know? No, he just disappeared. Now, what were you going to say? Richard Avery, Miko Lee in with us talking about their new set that is going up together at julieland.com. And that's Julie with an I. You were talking, though, Richard Avery, something about a porno that you shot a few years ago.
Yeah, I did a movie, my first and only movie a couple years ago, starring Justine Jolie, if you know Justine.
I love her.
She's one of my best
redhead
friends. One of my best
gorgeous
friends.
Tall and thin and angular gorgeous
can make any girl's toes curl. Yeah. Basically I did a movie for this company and it's they didn't know what to do with it because it was too dark, it was too moody, it was too creative, and it was too interesting, so they just stood back and go, what do we do with this? And they let it just go, and I've showed it through people through the years, and they've all like, wow, and they love it. And so I just said I'd never do another one again, but I decided when I met her that I want to do one.
What made the one that you did with Justine Jolie so dark? And it was triple X. It was hardcore.
Yeah, it was all girl. It was all girl, girl.
Oh, it was amazing. It's like,
what could be so dark about it?
You have to see it.
I got a clip if you want to see
got
the trailer.
Clip, yeah.
I would love to.
But the best review I got, and it's an old friend of, I'm sure we all remember, good old Stacey Valentine.
Oh, I love her.
Best review she gave me, girl, girl movies. But Stacey looks at me and she goes, but your movie makes me tingle all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I win.
Yeah. What else? What is Stacey Valentine doing now? And it's been in business long. Richard Avery. Do you keep in touch with some girls from when you first started? Like Julie Ashton, who's happily her kids, now living
exactly.
in a different state. Do you keep in touch with any of those girls from the 90s?
Some of them here and there. I talk to them once in a while and keep track. All my friends are women, so they all have a tendency to keep in touch with me, so which is really
And
nice.
Why is that? Just because you love the women?
I love women.
Like, they're fascinating
they're my
creatures.
Drug, my addiction, my
yes.
insanity.
Because we're so insane that it
they're
makes in, you feel
they're,
sane.
They're his inspiration. I mean, look
yeah,
at
Yeah, and they're
beautiful.
Also just like, you know, and they're fun. They taste good. They feel good.
And you two seem like best friends.
Yes.
You two seem like you are going to hit it off and just have a great time together.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we fight a lot. We're both Aries. We have our little differences. We butt heads because we both want to be the boss.
Mm-hmm. But I am the boss.
But he's the boss ultimately.
Now, in your personal life, Miko Lee, are you a sub in bed? Oh, he's laughing at that.
I'm a switch.
Because she better answer correctly.
I'm a switch, actually. I'm dominant to men, but I date women. It's just much more easier for me.
Are you bi or gay?
I'm bi.
Bi. And truly bi. Never
truly
gay for
bi. I would not say I'm gay because I love cock.
Yeah. Oh, God. I do.
Oh,
I love cock.
She said
yes.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I love cock. So I wouldn't be able to say I'm gay. I mean, I love men. I just love men and women. I think
they
I just
both
love them.
Offer something
they
so
different.
Different. There's no comparison.
Right.
And they give you an orgasm in completely
different
ways.
Yep.
They really do. Who was on your fuck it list in the adult film business that you still haven't had sex with? Now you're making your comeback, coming back in. You still got the shark thing going. You're not giving up on that.
No.
But making films again, who is on? Because since the time you quit, took a retirement, took a break, whatever you want to call it, Miko. There's been a whole new flood
of right. people. I mean, what do you want, guy or girl?
Both. Give it all to us, Miko Lee.
God, I'm going to get killed for this. Probably on my bucket list, girl, Tori Black.
You know, Ooh. Rebecca Bardot said that yesterday.
Tori Black.
I think it was Rebecca.
Because she's just yeah. cool chick. I just,
yeah.
you know.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, and she's, cool chick. Yeah. I mean, we.
And she's
I,
great. And she's got great personality.
Great personality.
Yeah. She's one of my best friends.
Confident. And, yeah. Not cocky.
No, confident, but yeah. not cocky. Guy, I think either, I wouldn't, you know what? Who's that guy that's.
They're all forgettable.
I can't
not
think
to
of him.
Women.
Yeah, they are.
Marcus London.
Oh, he's cute. He's coming next
week. We both had him.
London. He can make you squirt
in five seconds with his finger.
Really? And I've heard off. Of, I mean, I met, what's the French guy? The French guy.
Ah, there's so many French guys.
Ferreira.
Oh, the older guy.
Manuel. I've met him at AVN 1 year, and I was like, oh, he looks good. And we were talking and stuff. I've heard he's good. Wouldn't mind.
Girls love him.
Yeah.
Girls, and he's got a huge cock. What is your, Miko Lee, what is your favorite size cock?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, are you size queen?
She
be honest.
She probably wants to be stretched.
Be honest.
I know. I'm
she
very, you know
got
what?
A little tiny
I do
pussy.
Have a very tight pussy. I know.
Yeah,
I do the Kegel muscles and stuff. So I would say perfect size, 9 inch.
That's 8 or 9 inch. Above average cock size.
8 or 9 inch. Perfect.
Anal? Do you do anal?
Yes, I do anal.
What don't you do? Miko Lee, what don't you do?
I do it all.
Have you done DPs on film?
Yes.
Interracial?
Yes.
Gangbangs?
Yes.
I love you.
Bukkakis?
Yeah, that was my next one, baby. You know what? That I have not done yet.
Cream pies?
And I haven't done,
I love
never
those.
Done cream pies,
come
never done any.
Out of her ass and then she reaches over and licks
in fact,
it
you Kegel know what's it. Funny is my new one, there is cream pie, anal cream
that's
pie.
So hot.
On MikoLeeProductions.com. There will be cream pie. There will be some. Richard and I were talking about maybe some anal fisting that I haven't done before.
So now is a lot of your work, now that you're back in the business, you've hooked up with Richard Avery, who is one of the owners with Julie Ashton of JulieLand.com. Are you going to keep your productions, be it film or stills, to either your site, which is Miko, M-I-K-O, LeeProductions.com or JulieLand.com? I would.
Why not?
Yeah, we're gonna work together.
My theory is that make her stuff exclusive to her. It's the best way to do it.
It's the wave of the future for adult film stars. I think. I really do.
I have my own. Like I don't. Not having any part with premium cash or anything, not to put anybody down. I own everything.
To do her own thing, create your own thing. That way you're in control of the whole thing. You can, what I do, and as I always say to Brett, I create everything. So that way, what I show you, I want you to see. And what you don't see, you don't see. And, the rule of thumb I've had for 20 plus years is that the worst thing you show somebody is the thing they're going to remember. So that worst thing better be really, really good.
Now, Richard Avery, how 20 plus years ago, how did you stumble and fall upon the pussy business?
Well, I saw my first Playboy when I was like 3. And I started subscribing when I was 12. And there was something about girls, naked girls, I thought was pretty interesting.
I think you and about a gazillion other people probably.
Yeah, I just felt like, hey, I just was as a kid just going, wow, that's really cool. And I was the only kid that I knew that was actually buying the magazine for the pictures because I wanted to be a photographer.
Not the articles.
Screw the articles.
Now, here's the deal. Did you go to photography school?
No.
You just had it in
school
you.
School hard knocks.
School, right.
Learned it all in 7th grade.
Wow. Yeah. And then there you were.
Started shooting girls when I was 12. Started shooting naked girls when I was 17.
That is unbelievable. And it's just taken off and you've done very well for yourself. Hooked up with Julie Ashton. How did you meet Julie?
Thanks to Shayla LaBeouf.
Ooh. How is she these days?
She's Miss great. LaBeouf. She's actually...
she's around working. Doing
yeah,
things.
She's actually out with my best friend, Raquel Devine. They're out in New York, and they're running around and doing their thing.
I just went on... Did I go on her radio show?
Did you really?
I did.
We were just on Monday.
2 weeks ago, I went.
Yeah.
And
she's like my best friend. We're going to be going to Hawaii. She's the cutie patootie.
I adore her. I adore both those two little women.
Yeah.
Shayla introduced Julie and I, and years ago I was doing a series of portraits on porn stars, and she introduced me to Shayla introduced me to her, to Julie, back in the day, if you remember, Vika and Nikita.
I do, because these were all VCA girls.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I met Stacy. I met so many girls, and so I did this project. It took me a year to shoot all these girls, and that's how I met everybody. And Julie and I remember the first day we met, we were doing the shoot, and we just hit it off, and her little weirdness of her goofiness that she was, and I was like, "How are you?" I looked at her. I just said, "How are you a porn star?" I just did not understand it at all.
She was that girl next door that did everything.
Exactly,
she did it all. She was like the anal girl of the '90s when not a lot of girls did
exactly.
it.
Right now, everybody does a double A. Yeah.
Right, she was before time. She was the one and only girl that had sex as best as she could with Scotty Schwartz. That was a hard feat, and I don't mean literally hard.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot all about that.
It's like burned in my brain, and I don't know if it's a good thing, but she was also one of the first girls
to start a production company, too. Like, our company, Ashton View, was before anybody thought about doing their own things.
Yeah, she really was an innovator, which
And then hosted Playboy Night Calls TV for 10 years.
I know.
Started the radio.
Yep.
With Tiffany.
Really was an innovator in the business. But right now we got Miko Lee, Richard Avery in with us. Brand new photos of Miko Lee. First shots back after how many years in retirement?
I would say 7 years.
Back at JulieLand.com. Mm-hmm. Also stuff on your own personal site, MikoLeeProductions.com.
Mm-hmm.
My beautiful Debbie Diamond in tonight with me on Night Calls. 877-205-9796. All emails. Wow, it's already Thursday. Anything goes Thursday. Quick reminder, tomorrow, Dick of the Day. Send those dicks in to us. Radio at Playboy.com. It's our first Dick of the Day live in studio in like 3 or 4 weeks.
You're having it live and I'm not going to be here.
Not live. Dick's coming in.
I thought dicks were coming in.
No, because we were off for 2 weeks. Then we were in Chicago for a week.
Vacation. So you've missed your dicks.
You know what? I was driving in today thinking, you know what? Anything goes is going to be fun, but I'm really looking forward to seeing some different cocks out there.
I can't believe I'm not going to be here for the dicks.
You're more than
welcome
to come by.
I really love the way they primp them, and they better do a damn good job for you tomorrow.
It's been so long. Miko Lee, how do you like your cocks groomed on your men?
Good question.
That's a good question. I don't like it shaved all the way because I'm lasered, and I have no hair, so if the bump and fuzzies kind of hurts
bumps.
A little bumps. So I like it trimmed.
I am so with you. And you know what?
Trimmed.
I don't
and
like
trim the balls, please.
I want you to be a man
Christy
down there.
Christy likes the balls very clean. Yes. Trimmed, yep. No scraggly little hairs.
Yeah. But I don't like it shaved.
No, because that's very metrosexual. Yes. And I was married to someone like that. And that's fine if that's what you're into. Not my style, though. I like a good quarter of an inch.
Good quarter of an inch is good.
Is that a cow?
A crew cut?
No, that sounds like a cat.
A crew cut.
Oh, wait. We got questions out there. 877-205-9796. Paul, what is your question for Richard tonight on Night Calls?
Hi, ladies. First-time caller. I love your show. But today I have a question for Richard. I'm a photographer myself, and I really admire what he's done. And I've done a lot of other photography stuff for a lot of the girls on Craigslist and, a lot of the models and modeling stuff. But how do you really get into that business?
How do you break into it?
Yeah.
He does it on Craigslist. Like he shoots the girls like $25 for a blowjob, right. And that'll be his photographer work.
Right.
I am assuming.
Christy's so hot. Just the thought of a $25 blowjob.
Well, I mean.
You're cheap.
$25 blowjob.
I only got 24 with me.
Make it 20.
Take that picture. We'll do it
free.
You got
change for 40?
How do you go from doing photography work on Craigslist?
Well, you gotta work hard. First of all, you got to be really aggressive. You got to realize that there's not a lot of money in it. And you got to just get out and keep going. My thing has always been I realized at a very young age that there's a lot of talented people in this town, but nobody's going to work harder than me and nobody's going to go the extra mile like I do. So, it's who you know.
I have to say also, and correct me, Richard, if I'm wrong, you got in it 20 years ago when the pool of photographers was a lot smaller.
Exactly.
Now anyone with a fucking cell phone is taking photos of girls. It's very similar to porn stars.
Exactly.
20 years ago, when you got started being a photographer, the pool of talent was very small.
Mm-hmm. And it's the whole thing that just because you have a camera doesn't make you a photographer.
Right.
Just because you can fuck doesn't mean you're a porn star.
Right.
And just because you have a guitar doesn't make you Eric Clapton. So
exactly.
So
exactly.
You people just can print up business cards, say, and put up a website and say, I'm a web. And I always tell people that the cream will rise to the top eventually. And
Good advice.
I don't worry about what everybody else is doing. I never think about what anybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. I worry about me and being the best that I can be.
And for somebody like that, though, he's got his little thing on MySpace or whatever it is, Craigslist. I think if somebody really wants to become a photographer, and I get this a lot on emails, or believe it or not, I still have a snail mail fan club. Right. How do I get in the business as a cameraman or a sound man? You know what? Do fucking walk the pavement.
Yep.
Go buy an AVN.
Exactly.
In the back, they've got the list. And this is for you, Paul. So listen up. Stop jerking off for a second. Get the list of the addresses of the names of all the companies. Send your work to them. And you know what? You may have to do the first few for free. Prove
more
yourself.
More than a few.
And from those free ones, don't be a creep. Make connections with the girls. don't be fucking lecherous and trying to fuck them.
And be a professional.
Right. And if they like you, you know who I'm thinking of that did that and made a damn good living off of it for him was Dominic. Remember the kind of short guy that would travel around with girls on the road? And he was a decent photographer, mm-hmm. but he became friends with them. He didn't try and fuck them, or if he did, he didn't try and fuck me, and I should take that personally. But he would like go out then on the road and be their bodyguard. And I mean, right. but he fucking worked it.
But that's what I also believe with me and my long-term goals is that I am friends with all the girls. I always say there's 100 girls on my site, and I could say that easily 80 of them are my best friends. And yes. any one of them can call me any day, which they do with all the right. problems, and I solve them.
Which they have.
Yeah. Yes. Julie calls me the male voice of reason. She goes, that's why they all come to you and look yes. for help. So
we have a listener called Voice of Reason. Is that you? Oh, wait, no, I met
but
him.
But
it's
just that I just always tell you got to be a professional. You can't
Go into it with the thought of fucking the girl. That may very well happen.
Yes.
But let her make the move, because it's a small business in reality. And if you get a bad reputation, right. exactly. you're going to be kicked out before you even got your foot exactly. in the door.
And nobody wants to be uncomfortable. You know, right. that's right. one thing.
I need girls to trust me and yes. know that if they're going to shoot with me, they can trust me 100%.
You can put a yes. ball gag in their mouth, put their ankles behind their head, strap them to the fucking toilet, and they can trust you.
Well, it took how long for you? Like, we were talking for what? Like, good
months
before I actually allowed him to shoot me.
Well, it's beautiful. You look completely at ease. You look like you completely trust him. And yes. it makes for the greatest of photographs. I mean, they're just amazing. They're so
you.
Amazing.
And don't you love this new adventure, both of you, Miko and Richard, going around the world, not just around the country, but the world to shoot photos,
right?
Not just for JulieLand.com, but your production company, Miko, M-I-K-O, LeeProductions.com. What a great, don't you love having a buddy in the business that you could trust?
Absolutely. And we're both, like I said, we're both sick-minded.
Yeah.
And I think of it more as she's becoming my muse. And when you work with somebody as long as I have, and you work with girls all the time, when you find that person who kind of has like-minded thoughts, and when I say something crazy, they don't look at you like, oh, that's really crazy. Go away. They look at you and go, okay, Chris, they trust me. And so we've built up that relationship, and I have that with a few girls, and I love it. It makes me happy knowing that somebody can relate to what I'm trying to, because at the end of the day, to me, it's all about the work.
Now, at JulieLand.com, I want to ask you, Richard Avery, you and Julie Ashnone that together. Do you ever buy some of Julie's old footage? Because believe me, we sign all of our rights away. I can't publish anything right. that Seuss Randall shot on me, right. that Ron Vogel, Stephen Hicks. I will get sued, and it's my tits and pussy and ass right. on that photo. But do you ever go around, Richard, and buy up some of those shots for JulieLand.com?
No. Everything, thank God, is kind of disappearing, which she's happy about, slowly kind of going away. She's happy about that. The stuff we do own is she produced, like 10 movies of her own that we do own. We also own all the TV shows. She produced essentially Julie TV show for Playboy. We own all that.
Nice.
So that was like 16 or 18 episodes. So we have all that. But like nobody really, I can't look at it because it's so bad. It's just.
You are so snobby.
I am a snob. And it's bad.
He's
and there's
a perfectionist.
Nothing like, there's like
he
nothing
likes...
like looking at porn from the 80s and 90s where they didn't know how to light. They didn't know how to shoot. And you're like looking at it going, and then it's just bad. And it's embarrassing. And
it's boring.
It's just. It's,
and there's bush galore. Can't even see the dick going in the pussy half the time. It's just a shadow.
And then I can't watch my friends have sex. And it's like, it's weird. I don't like watching, I always tell people, I knew Julie 5 years before I even saw her, in a scene, because we were just friends, you know? So it's weird. I always tell people, it's like looking at your sister have sex. I don't want to watch my sister.
But you get turned on when you shoot someone like Miko here. I mean, she's
different
fucking beautiful. Different for,
he's making
one
art,
dimensional.
Baby. He's
it's right
art.
Side, left side. I always tell people, the right side is the creative side, left side is the sex side. And I'm too busy thinking about creating.
So what
there's
does
nothing,
turn
let
you
me
on?
Talk about being a professional. There's nothing worse, I tell photographers all the time. If you're busy thinking about what you're going to do, the girl, the fucker, or whatever, and you take lousy pictures, the girls are going to see that. Like, I was naked, I was doing all this stuff for you, and now I got lousy pictures? What were you thinking? And I go, that's really embarrassing, I think. So my goal is I got to create great art so that they definitely will then do whatever I want them to do.
Definitely.
There's the ball gag and then the bondage tape as well.
You know, that's just really beautiful, and it goes along the fetish thing, along with the outside stuff. That is something that's such a honed in thing right now where it's not free, it's not average, it's not everywhere.
Well,
and it's so intriguing for me.
Quality over quantity.
And I love it all. I'm doing such strange stuff, and people are going, why would you do that? With your whole life of doing all this sex, normal stuff.
If you look at our site, I've shot all the top fetish models in the business, in the world, basically. Everybody from Dita Von Teese to... to Dorenzia, to Emily Merrill. I've shot all these girls, and they're a lot of them are professional doms, and they all say the same thing. But Chris, you're the only guy, only photographer who can dominate me. And I said, you're right, because I'm the boss. So do what I say.
So you are
a
dom.
Make it look good.
You're a dom.
Very much so. I'm the boss.
You don't Quiet switch. One.
No, I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
You don't ever get fucked in the ass.
I don't think
myself
a dom. No. That was a conversation
I tried
last week with another girl.
I tried
girl.
Many
that's
times.
So funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, no, I have a line. I have a strap on line.
No,
so.
No, it's cool because I just had that conversation with a girl last week. She was all like, and she offered, and I was like, I don't even know you.
She She's offered.
Like, yeah. And I was like, wait a minute.
You're
like,
cute. You? I like you.
I was all like, what do you offer me that? She's all like, I haven't even met you in person. She actually tweeted me today and was like, when are we going to meet? I was like, hello. No.
You know
like,
she's coming at you with a strap on.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that.
You better not turn his back on her. But exactly. That's hot. That's but hot. Doms are hot.
I'm not. I don't think of myself as dom. I just think I always tell myself, I'm the boss.
But you are the
do
boss.
Do what I say and you'll look good. Because I tell girls to all the years I've been around porn and... You guys don't understand. I always tell every girl, I don't judge anybody. I always say, you could do whatever you want. My rule is, you could do whatever you want in life. Mm-hmm. Just look good doing it.
Mm-hmm. And have confidence when my camera is shooting at you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're smart and you get the best photographer, the best makeup, the best hair, the best studio, the best location, and you surround yourself with the best people possible, you're going to look great.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
Yes. And let me tell you, the stuff that we saw on your little iPad here, mm-hmm. Beautiful work. You can go to julieland.com to see it. 877-205-9796. George, what's going on?
I'm mad at you talking about all this hair in the 80s.
Believe me, it was like a chinchilla crawled up inside my pussy lips, spread out.
You had the best one I could ever. You, Aunt Peg. That's who I want to see is Aunt Peg. Where is she at now?
I don't know. She's even before my time.
She had a beautiful bush.
You know what? Here's Marilyn the deal.
Chambers of everybody.
I still have a bush, but I have to say, not like I did. I have the sides lasered or whatever that thing is called. But I look at some of those photos, and George, I scare myself. It was too big. It really was. There's bush, and then there's bush. It was
bush. Then there's a tree.
It was Sequoia National Forest.
Bush like that? Oh, man, it's awesome.
You know what, though? That was the style when I first got in the business.
That's hell yeah, it was.
There definitely was. No one knew what waxing was on the pussy lips. No one knew what, you know, bikini waxes were in Brazilian and this, that, and the other. That was the style. The first time, George, someone ever took a pair of scissors to my bush was in 1984, Stephen Hicks, when he shot me for Penthouse.
Do you remember Stephen Hicks?
Oh, fucking A, man. That man was fabulous. That was the only time, though, that somebody ever said, Christy, it's a little, and he just trimmed ever so slightly. And then never got touched for 10 years again. But George, you're adorable. I will always have that bush. It's just who I am. I've shaved before. I'm Armenian. I don't have a shaved type of body. It makes me look out of proportion to have a little patch of hair. It just breaks up those Armenian hips and the big old titties and this and that and the other. You know, I need that.
Yummy.
I need that break. I just look kind of like, you're so not a young kid. You know, you're not 18 anymore. Anyway, we want to thank both of you so much for coming in. Miko Lee, Richard Avery, doing their projects together. You could see them both together either at Julie, J-U-L-I land.com, or Miko Lee back in the business after several years off. Check her out. Her new stuff will be at MikoLeeProductions.com. You're awesome. It's great to see you after a decade, Miko. And
nice seeing you,
Richard,
too.
I've seen you a dozen times throughout the last couple of decades. But nice to actually sit and talk to you, not just,
hey,
how are you down the hallway
Thank
as I'm running for my five-minute pee break. Check your girls out from Night Calls. Go to DebbieDiamondVOD.com. Get a copy of my autobiography, Lights, Camera, Sex. You can get it on my own website, ChristyCanyon.com. You're listening to Playboy Radio, Sirius XM 99.